8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Oh, radio, radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in upstate New York, where we work with artists that work with the radio waves. And recently, two of the Wave Farm Radio Artist Fellows, Karen Werner and Jess Speer, have been collecting all sorts of radio artworks that we're gathering here in the Radio Art Hour to feature with other works and backed by the Conant Project's Number Station recordings, which you hear behind us now. This episode features recent radio art-related releases from late 2020 and early 2021. Included are Elvis Costello and Radio is Everything, and five crosstalk interstitial works from 10 Tricks Point Never's Magic 10 Tricks Point Never album. Plus tune in Negative Land's More Data and Anything Else, and the duo of radio artist Jeff Kolar and harpist Zena Parkins on Pulse from their album Scale. And also tune in the 2021 release from British radio artist Scanner and his Trawl Wireless Rupture mix with Bill Laswell. And finally, Roscoe Mitchell's Distant Radio Transmission completes this survey. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about anything you hear on the Radio Art Hour.
This is Karen Werner, and you're about to hear Mediterraneo by Anna Raimondo, who is a radio artist from Italy now based in Brussels, Belgium. I'm thrilled to share this piece, which I find packs a wallop as a form of witness, and all the more so in its spare approach. Anna Raimondo produced Mediterraneo in 2014 as both a radio artwork and a video installation. The radio piece is 6 minutes long.
Mediterraneo, 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 Mediterraneo,
You just heard Mediterraneo by Ana Raimondo. To learn more about this piece and many other radio artworks, please visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org. From the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive, you're about to hear a piece called The Piano Tuning by Quebecois radio artist Chantal Dumas. The piece is a sonically delicious experience of and meditation on listening and sound in space. Chantal Dumas produced the piano tuning for German radio in 2010, and the piece is approximately 14 minutes long. It's mine. It's a bit out of tune. I've asked the tuner to come. The piano is in a place where people come and go. It's not ideal, I know. I'll show you the apartment. Here is a big room next to the piano. And here, a closet. That's why the sound is a bit muffled and dull. At the end of the hallway are the bathroom, the kitchen, and the balcony. And it's crow.
C'est un corbeau, c'est pas une corneille.
Between those two poles, the balcony and the piano, there's a sound studio where I'm talking to you. For long periods, I don't play. I watch the instrument. Approaching closer, then moving away. Sometimes I play a few scales to feel the fingers around along the keys. That never lasts very long. Even though I was a pianist once. I never like being watched when I play the piano. A gaze made me ill at ease. It took me away from the music. I prefer the presence of microphones. They are neutral and never feel obliged to comment on the performance.
hear, right next to the mic, a muted rumble, beaten out, tactile, a mechanism in action. I never heard that in a concert. There are notes that escape. It could go on forever. The ear is always open and letting in a jumble of sounds. Produced. It bounces off the walls and reaches the ear. It travels through the ear canal to beat against the drum. The wave continues on its way into the inner ear, where the tiny bones transfer energy of the acoustic pressures in the air into the liquid space inside the cochlea. There, inside the organ in the shape of a spiral seashell, 14,000 small hair cells detect the different frequency vibrations and send messages to the brain in the form of nerve impulses. A sound travels from the outside into the inside of the body and bling. The information appears for us decoded. The faucet drips. One must play this passage more softly. A door opens.
silence is naked. Couldn't find anywhere else. A story writes itself and soon will come to its end. I think the tuner is finished. Now I'm going to turn off the microphone. You just heard the piano tuning by Chantal Dumas. The Quebec Audio Arts Center Avatar has created an online solo exhibition of Chantal Dumas's radio work, worth checking out. You can find this link at the Wavefarm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org. This is Wavefarm Radio Art Fellow Karen Werner. You're about to hear a piece by New Zealand-based radio artist Sally Ann McIntyre. The piece is called Three Variations on a Study for a Data-Deficient Species, Gray Ghost Transmission, and was produced in 2017. The piece focuses on a New Zealand bird species, the South Island kokako, which may or may not be extinct. No one knows for sure. The bird species was nicknamed the Gray Ghost for its hauntingly beautiful, mournful, slow, loud song. The only existing recordings of the kokako, which are included in this piece, are fragmentary and elusive, more of an absence than a presence. McIntyre writes, "In these recordings, the bird hovers on the edge of audibility, refusing to be pinned down to monumental extinction narratives, just as it destabilizes imperial ecology by remaining outside Western scientific forms of knowing, which rely on the verification of empirical evidence." The piece includes a musical score based on written documentation of the kokako song, as described in private letters and publications. The score is performed on piano, violin, clavichord, and harpsichord. Another notable element of the piece is Maori musician Rob Thorne improvising on traditional instruments. He does a call and response with a field recording McIntyre did of the North Island kokako, which is endangered and can be heard in a North Island bird sanctuary. McIntyre writes, "My recording remains inaudible in the final piece, making Rob's haunting playing of the traditional instrument a space in which only the ghosts of the missing bird are left to respond." You can also hear recordings of natural radio played back through very unstable microcast transmitters and flocks of radios. Sally Ann McIntyre's Three Variations on a Study for a Data-Deficient Species, Gray Ghost Transmission, was commissioned by Radiophrenia and is approximately 30 minutes long.
Thank you.
You just heard Sally Ann McIntyre's piece, Three Variations on a Study for a Data-Deficient Species, Gray Ghost Transmission, produced in 2017 as a commission for Radiophrenia. For more information about Sally Ann McIntyre and about this piece, and to learn about many other radio artists, please visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.